If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
I hate change, but we have an announcement to make. The station is sending this out as we speak, hot off the presses. WGN Radio today announced that Dave Ennett will retire as the sports anchor on the Bob Surratt Weekday Morning Drive Show, and Andy Mazur will assume the position effective August 28. Ennett, whose two stints on WGN encompass more than 30 years, will continue as the voice of the Northwestern Wildcat football and men's basketball games broadcast on the 50,000-watt station and serve as fill-in anchor on the WGN-TV sports desk. And Dave, all I can tell you is when my alarm clock goes off, I'll think of you sleeping late now. I hate you.
Well, I don't know how late I'll sleep, but this is 40 years of morning radio for me, Bob. I know you'd been between radio and television. You've been up bright and early most of that time, and I've loved it, and I wouldn't change a thing. But I've often wondered what it would be like to sleep past 3:30 or 4 o'clock, because I haven't done it in my adult life.
Let me know.
I will. I just think, you know, the time has come to do this. So as of the end of the month, I'll step away from this show, which I was first part of in 1984. I left for a while, but I've been back here since 1996. But again, as you said, I'm not fully retiring.
No, you're evolving.
I'm evolving. That's right. Serena Williams said that. Uh-huh. I am evolving. But,
and you know what? Bob is being nice where he says he's not going to worry about you not getting up. I'm going to actually call you in the morning. I'm going to call your phone and try to wake you
up. That's fine. Well, I'm sure I'll keep waking up for years.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, you better tell Andy Mazur about the important format rules. Oh, I hate that sound. And namely, he's got to call me if there's an expressway problem.
Right,
because the sports guys, they get in earlier than I do.
Yeah, I've often called Bob because there are lanes closed on the inbound Kennedy that you need to know about.
Absolutely. But let me just read a couple more lines from the press release here. WGN Radio Vice President and General Manager Mary Sandberg Boyle said, Dave has had a rigorous schedule that few could have balanced as well as Dave. I have immense respect for Dave and admire his decision to scale back his morning show broadcast responsibilities. It's his kindness as a broadcaster and co-worker that really stand out. When told of the change, Surratt said, I asked him to take over from me so I could sleep late, but as usual, Dave was only thinking of himself.
Yep. Stop it. But, well, and you know this to be true, and I don't like, I'm uncomfortable with this whole conversation and talking about myself, but...
No, we like hearing this.
It's unique in this business to be someplace for as long as I've been here, and it's because I wanted to be here, because this is a really special radio station, always has been, from the first time I walked in here 41 years ago. And I'm very grateful to WGN and to Mary for allowing me to do this the way I hoped to do it. And I should also say thank you to my wife, Karen, of 40 years, who has heard that alarm go off every morning during that time and has been very supportive of me through this process. But I'm going to miss all you guys. I mean, you know, you do this every morning. You're often, Bob, the first person I actually talk to in the morning after I say goodbye to my wife.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
You don't always respond.
No, rarely. Yeah, tell Andy to leave me alone when he comes in here. I'm glad you're still part of this great family here at WGN. One good thing about working the early shift, you never really have to worry about job security, because you pray you'll be fired so you can sleep late. but we are outliers here. This is still a great station. Everybody in broadcasting is miserable but us, as you know, Dave. And we look forward to hearing you on the Northwestern football and basketball broadcasts. I hope that now that you'll have a better schedule, we'll get together. I mean, I'll miss you, so maybe with your new routine, you and Karen will go out for a dinner occasionally with Mrs. Surratt and myself.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
And by the way, if you go to WGNRadio.com, there's a cool photo gallery. You can see Dave through the years in his various jobs.
I have to look this up.
And Andy Mazur will be with us. Yeah. No stranger to the audience, of course. Yeah. He's the referee with Hampton OB, and he's been filling in for you. No slouch himself. He was named Illinois Sportscaster of the Year finalist by the National Sports Media Association a few years ago. So, and let's see, what did Andy have to say in this press release? Did he say anything nice about you, Dave?
I'm sure he did.
I think he did.
Andy will do a great job, and I'm sure he'll find a way to get his sleep.
He's a youngster.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't need as much sleep as we do.
If I could just say, I haven't been part of the morning show for, you know, all that long, only since December full-time. But, you know, Dave, any time that we've had an interaction, you've been nothing but kind to me. And I wish you well, and I'm glad that you're able to do things on your terms. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Amanda. I really appreciate that. It means a lot.
Here's what Andy said. I am truly honored to be taking the baton from Dave Bennett, who has been such a fixture at WGN. I like to think he prepared me for this day, and I'm looking forward to carrying on the great tradition of sports on 720 WGN. And I can say, since Andy will be a regular part of this morning show, I will not any longer be able to say that we here have 200 years of experience on this on this program. Now we're down to about 75, I think.
Maybe. Right,
now, Dave here.
70, yeah.
Yeah. 717. But we will carry on here.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, Dave.
Thank you. I'll miss you, too.